I'm talking by phone with Luana Auvernay, part of the touring company of Cirque du Soleil's OVO, which Cincinnatians will be entertained by at U.S. Bank Arena later this week in performance Thursday through Sunday. Luana's work keeps her behind the scenes with OVO, but as head of wardrobe, she oversees hundreds of costumes worn by the athletic Cirque performers who play the roles of insects. The characters of OVO are ants, dragonflies, fleas, spiders, even crickets, straight out of a Brazilian rainforest. So, Luana, you know a little bit about Brazil, I take it, because I think that's home for you, am I correct?
Yes, correct.
How did you get from Brazil to Cirque du Soleil? How did you end up working for Cirque du Soleil?
Well, every city we go, we hire two local people. So, luckily, I was one of them when they were in Rio back in 2010. 3 years later, they contacted me through Facebook saying that they needed someone on tour. And I was like, wow, you still remember me. That's awesome. And of course, I took the chance. And here I am after 4 years working for the company.
Cirque's traveling shows, I understand there are 21 of them. They've been entertaining audiences around the world for four decades. Over 160 million spectators in more than 400 cities on six continents. And that's kind of mind-blowing to think about how many performances and how many people. What are some of the places that you've visited as you've been working with Cirque du Soleil?
North America was my first one, mm-hmm. United States. And I went to South Korea, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Beirut in Lebanon. Yeah, that's a great experience.
It's a wonderful thing, it seems to me, about the Cirque du Soleil shows, because they don't rely on language. I mean, a show that you perform in South Korea to an audience who speaks the Korean language can be enjoyed just as much as an audience seeing the same show in North America.
Yes, and also I love learning a new language. I force myself to learn at least five words each place I go. Then I can communicate and I feel more from the place where I Yes.
Yeah. Now, your native language is Portuguese, is that correct?
Correct.
And you speak English. Are there other languages that you are fluent in?
French, Spanish, and a bit of German.
Let's talk about OVO. I understand that OVO is a Portuguese word. Tell us what it means.
Yeah, that means egg, and it's the start of everything. You know, in Brazil, we had the joke that we would ask who was born the first, the mm-hmm. egg or the chicken or the chick. So that's how everything starts and from where everything comes. Like, and the insects, because they come from eggs as well. And it's like a colony of insects, OVO. And it's a lot of fun to work for a show that has this as a theme.
Yes, it's very fanciful since it's, human beings who are portraying those insects. They wouldn't be able to do it without the work that you do, obviously, with the costumes. And are you involved in makeup also?
Yes, I am. Actually, each artist do their own makeup. It's amazing as well. They can take up to 2 hours, from 40 minutes to 2 hours, to do their own makeup every day. Yeah, but when we have someone coming on tour who is new, I'm the one who teach them how to do their first makeup, give them tutorials.
Luana, OVO was in Cincinnati once before in 2011. It was in a tent in an area on the banks of the Ohio River called Old Coney. And in fact, during that time, the river rose to a level that it flooded the grounds where the tent was and several performances had to be canceled. Now, OVO is an arena show, so there's no danger of it being flooded this time around. I wonder, can you talk a little bit about the differences between the shows that tour using tents and those that are in arenas?
Yeah, sure. The ones in tents, they are closer to the audience, which gives a different experience, in my opinion. Also, as they take up to 10 days to build the tent, they usually stay around 30, 40 days in a place, which with the arena, it takes up to 8 hours to have a loading. So we stay only for a week in the place.
Is the production itself larger or smaller because of being in an arena?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The arena can have up to 19 trucks to carry all the equipment. As on a big top, that's the tent, you can have up to 40, 50 trucks.
Oh, my. That's amazing. I would have thought it the other way around, I guess, you know, because I thought maybe the tent is smaller, the arena is big. That's a really interesting distinction.
Yes, because we have to build the tent.
Sure, and you actually, when you do the tent shows, you have several tents, don't you, that go up? I mean, they're also the quarters for the performers and the, everyone working backstage and for all the other kind of activities that go on, sales and things like that.
No, actually, it's one tent for all of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the front part, it's the stage, and then on back of it, it's the backstage area and the dressing rooms. It's much more compact.
Let's talk a little bit about your job as the head of the wardrobe. What does that mean? The costumes are already made, I presume, although if someone new comes on, maybe you have to fit them?
Yeah, actually, my work, let's put it like that, I'm a costume coordinator. So I have a team of three people, a specialist in shoes, one on costumes, and the other one on headpieces. So I basically have to make sure that everything looks good on stage. But more than that, I also have to buy the costumes from Montreal because they are all made there. I have to make sure that the artists, they have the costumes until for the lifespan. And then I have to order the new ones. I also have to order makeup, supplies, and all this. So it's a bigger deal.
Do the performers have multiple costumes? I mean, do some of them change from one costume to another? And do some of them, do they wear a costume and then it has to be cleaned? And so they have to have another costume of the same thing? How does that work?
Well, you don't have many quick changes, but each artist have at least two sets of the same costume for two shows a day, for instance. And we have to wash their costumes every day after every performance.
Yeah. Can you give me a count how many costumes there are that you are maintaining with this production?
I would say 150 costumes and around 300 pair of shoes. And we carry in total 1,000 pieces because we have the spares ones as well.
Do you ever get to design new costumes? I know that these are conceived for OVO, which has been around probably even before you were part of it, but do you have or will you have opportunities to design costumes?
Well, I did have the opportunity on Kidon, the other show I worked for, since it was closing and they had to have something quick on tour. But that's my goal on at Cirque du Soleil. I want to be one of their costume designers.
I noticed in reading your bio that you have a background in textiles and design. So that makes sense that you would want to graduate to do something like that. I wonder if you can tell us the part that I remember the most about seeing OVO when it was here are the crickets. When they do the trampoline work, jumping up this 8 meter tall wall, it's quite amazing to watch, but it's also fascinating to see the costumes that they wear because they have pieces of those, not necessarily that they use them when they're doing the jumping, but look like crickets' long legs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that costume specifically is amazing. They have a fabric, they work a lot with moleskin, that's a type of lycra. Mm-hmm. And also we have the mitex, that's like a shiny fabric that gives this look of the crickets. And also we have some fake legs, which attach it to them when they are walking around. Mm-hmm. So it gives the real look of a cricket. But that guy, what they can do with their bodies is pretty amazing.
They have to take those legs off when they do the trampoline jumping, though.
Yes, correct. They couldn't do the jump.
That's right. All right. Well, I certainly enjoyed that aspect of it. There are so many more that will be great fun for Cincinnati audiences, I know. For more information about Cirque du Soleil's production of OVO, performing Thursday through Sunday at U.S. Bank Arena, you can follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Luana Auvernay, head of wardrobe for Cirque du Soleil's OVO. She keeps the crickets, ants, spiders, and even cockroaches well-dressed. Thanks for taking the time to talk, Luana.
Thank you. Have a great day.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.